It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minnesota Vikings play the Raiders on Sunday. Training camp continues for them. A big piece of it on their defensive line is DJ Wanham, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, man. How's training camp gone so far?
Man, training camp's going good, you know what I'm saying? Just with the additions of, you know what I'm saying, the new staff and the guy that we brought along, it's going good.
Daniil Hunter's back, and obviously last year you were with him you learned some from him and you played some for him, etc. What's it like to have him around?
Man, it's a great thing just to have him, just from his experience and the things that he's been through throughout his career, you know what I'm saying, just from injuries and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, being that top guy in the league, just having him as a mentor, it's just been great for me so far.
Yeah, he knows the game pretty well by now, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
the new defensive coordinator, Ndatatel, says, I want you guys to go out there and have fun and hit people. Is that what he kind of tries to do, is kind of lift the lid and say, let's have some fun here. You guys are buddies. Go play. Go get physical. Explain what that feels like.
Man, it's an unbelievable feeling just to go out there, you know what I'm saying, not to have too many calls, you know what I'm saying, that you're thinking about throughout the play, just to go out, have fun, and play fast, and you know what I'm saying, just to get after it.
And that's what defensive ends love, right?
Correct. That's what we do. That's what we do it.
You don't want to sit and screw around thinking about this and that. You want to go. There's the quarterback. Go, just like you did Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. So like a game on Sunday against the Raiders, and you'll probably get a lot of snaps on Sunday, I would think. What do you try to get out of a first preseason game like that?
You know what I'm saying? First game, I just want to go out there and just play fast, you know what I'm saying, get any wrinkles and different things that, you know what I'm saying, having this long off season, not playing ball for a minute, just to go out there, have fun, rekindle my technique and different skills that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to need throughout the season, just go out and have fun.
You know, they don't do as much hitting now as they used to. Of course, you came into the league when they were migrating away from a lot of contact in practice. Is it a lot different? I mean, is the NFL a lot different than you thought it would be because of that, because they mandate so much of when you can hit and when you can't hit?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Just the different rules that they had. You can't be on the field for this amount of time. You can't wear pads, you know what I'm saying, every day. So just having, I guess, just having these rules is protecting us, you know what I'm saying, allowing us to go out and play fast on Sundays.
But you've done enough tackling in your life. Do you feel pretty comfortable tackling, or would you like to get more, you know, do you need to practice tackling?
I mean, everybody's different. Me, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I've done so much tackling that I'll be able to go out there and run through somebody and tackle.
You know, DJ, I haven't seen you interact with him, but I met Harrison Phillips a couple of times. My guess is he's pretty vocal and pretty in tune on the interior part of that defensive line, huh?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? He's yelling out calls and different things that I may need or the guys may need on the field, you know what I'm saying, throughout the plays and, you know, after the plays. So just having him is a key piece for us as well.
Yeah, and he knows the game well. He's a wrestler, man. He's got that wrestler's mentality, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Three-time state champ, man. I don't think you can beat that.
would you grapple with him if you had a chance?
You know, I'm gonna stay. You know, I'm gonna let him do his thing. I'm gonna watch.
You'll cheer for him, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna cheer for him. We're on the same team.
Yeah. Well, DJ, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for giving us some time tonight, and best of luck in your first game on Sunday.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me.
You bet, DJ Wanham, Minnesota Vikings defensive end.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.